The top stories on ABC News. 14 people have been injured, with several in a critical condition after a vehicle ploughed into pedestrians near Flinders Street Station in central Melbourne. Two people have been arrested, including the driver of the vehicle. Police are yet to say whether the incident is terrorism related, but they believe it was a deliberate act. They're asking for witnesses to come forward. A two-year-old girl has died after being hit by a reversing car in Sydney's southwest. The toddler was rushed to Sydney Children's Hospital in Randwick with critical injuries, but later died. The 43-year-old female driver has undergone mandatory blood and urine tests. The Chief of Navy says past searches and improved technology helped find the wreck of a World War I Australian submarine. HMAS AE-1 was found yesterday in 300 metres of water off the coast of the Duke of York Islands in Papua New Guinea. The sub and its crew of 35 disappeared in September 1914. The Federal Treasurer Scott Morrison says Australia should follow the United States' lead and cut corporate tax rates. The US Congress approved the $1.5 trillion tax cut, giving President Donald Trump his first legislative victory. In Australia, the Senate's knocked back tax cuts for bigger businesses. Mr. Morrison has urged the opposition to support his entire tax plan.